Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Samach Vav in Kedushin. I'm Zocha to learn this with you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. It's a scorching day here in Eretz Yisrael. Here in Yerushalayim, it must be close to 100 degrees. And I'm told that in Be'er Sheva, it's way over 110. And Baruch Hashem, because of the Mesiris Nefesh of those soldiers and the Lomdei Torah here in Eretz Yisrael, I'm able to learn with you looking at the Kosel HaMaravi that's shining in the sun and sit in Baruch Hashem in an air-conditioned room and record this at the end of a day of learning with the Talmidim in the Tivaryeh. We're going to pick up at 10 lines from the top on Samach Vav Amar Aleph. This has been a very, very important daf. The Gemara on Samach Hei Amid Beis told us that the halacha is that one needs Edim for Kiddushin, two Edim. And Hodas Baldin does not work, it's not effective, because Hodas Baldin is Kemeya Edim Dami. The Ktos HaChoshen and Reb Chaim of Brisk explained that Gemara differently. Obviously that we can't get involved with. And our Gemara is going to continue with the following question. If we're going to say that you need two Edim to document that a man is married, that a woman is married, let's focus on the woman now, we're going to have a Shaila. What happens if only one Ed testifies that a woman is Mezaneh? And the Gemara is going to spend a lot of time here on Samach Vav Amud Aleph talking about Eid Echad when we deal with Znus. The Gemara is going to tell us stories about the implication of whether an Eid Echad is going to be believed, and this is going to get involved with a very tragic and tumultuous period here in Yerushalayim, the period of Yanai HaMelech and the story of Yanai HaMelech's Psul from being a Kohen, and ultimately it led to a bloodbath of Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara is going to continue to discuss other halachos of Eidus, for example, Eidei Hazama, and the Gemara is going to deal with Chazakos, like the famous case in Maseches Mikvos and Nida, of what happens if you measure a mikvah and it was kosher, and then in the interim you realize it became pasul when you measured it a second time. So what's the status of the women that go there in between as well as Taurus? Let's pick up 11 lines from the top Samach Vav Amud Aleph Boili. We had the following Shaila. Ishto Zinsa Be'ed Echad V'Shoisek Mahu. If an Eid Echad informs Reuven, Binyamin informs Reuven that his wife was Mezaneh, he saw his wife being Mezaneh. So what's the halach? Amar Abaye Neman Ba'ayah says he is believed. The Eid Echad is believed. Rava Amar Eino Neman. Rava says that he's not believed. Have a davar sheba'erva ve'ein davar sheba'erva pachos mishnayim. And this is how we paskin. We paskin that when it comes to davar sheba'erva, you need two people, and without two people, she won't be aser. In fact, the Pischei Tshuva in Evin Ezer discusses what happens if there's very strong circumstantial evidence that the woman was Mezaneh. It could very well be that from our Gemara we would say that unless there's two Edim, she's not going to be Aser to her husband. Obviously, that is a big discussion for Dayanim and beyond the scope of our Daf Yomi. If I'm not mistaken, we discussed this as a halacha from the daily Daf in previous occasions. Amar Abaye Minala, how do I know this? Dahu Samya, there was a blind person. How do I know that the halacha is that he would be believed to make her aser? That Misadim Asnaisa Kamei Demar Shmuel. He used to order his learning in front of Shmuel. Yomachada Nogalei Velo Havik Kaasi. One day, this blind person did not come to the shir of Shmuel. Shadar Shliach Abasrei. So Shmuel sent a shliach after him. Ada Azil Shliach Bechadur Kaasi Ubechada. So then the blind person came, who was Shmuel's chayzer, and the shliach also came to his house and then returned, but they missed each other because they went in different directions. Ki asr shliach, when the shliach came, Amar ishtei zinsa, he informed him that his wife had been mezaneh. Also, l'kamei de Shmuel, he came from the Shmuel. Amalei, so Shmuel said to him, "Ime hemelach zil afke." If you believe this aid echad, so then you have to leave her because she's aser to you. A woman who's mezane is aser to her husband. Lo tafik. And if you don't believe him, then you don't have to leave. My love, what must it be? Ime hemelach dilav gazlano. Must be that he's saying that if you believe this Eid Echad, and you believe him because he's not a Gazlan. So what do we see? That once he believes the Eid Echad, then she's going to be Asura to the husband. Yet Rava disagrees. But Rava, ima hemen lecha kebe trey, only if the husband believes him absolutely like two Eidim zilafke. Ve'lo, lo afke. So it would be a Gemara mefureshes, that if the husband is convinced by the Eid Echad, then in such a case, then he would have to leave her as well. Tosis in the Bar Maskel, Rava asks, and this Tosis discusses in Yevamos Peches as well as Makos Daf Beis, and that is that if he was silent, why don't we use the silence as Shtika Koda, in the sense that at least she's going to be usher to him, like the Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Tes. This is the Bar Maskel. Rava says Shavya Nafshki Chaticha Di Yisura, that he could make her usher to him through her silence. So Tosis repeats a klal that he mentions in these other places in Shas as well. And that the silence doesn't mean shtika kahoda, but rather there is some type of raglayim ladavar. But it doesn't mean as if he becomes like 100 Eidim himself as believing that his wife is usher. Hence, according to Rava, it's only if his mehemelach kibay trey is there a chiyuv for him to be motzi. Ve'amar Abaye, and Abaye toa, mina amin Allah. How do I know this halacha that when it comes to an eid echad with the silence of the baal, so then in such a case, even for davar shebe'erva, we would believe the eid echad. Abaye recounts a very shattering story. The sanya, we had a brisa. Maisa b'yana hamelach, shahalach l'kuchlus shebe midbar. Yana HaMelech was a king here, who was a descendant from the Chashmonaim. He was also a Kohen, and he ruled as a king. We know that the Chashmonaim eventually mixed the Kohuna with the Malchus, and he went to a place of Kuchlus, that's a Medina, Rashi says, in the Midbar. V'kibe sham shishim krachim. He conquered 60 cities. U'becharzaraso hayasameach simcha gedol. So this is all on the heels of the positive accomplishments of the Chashmonaim. Over here, this wall that I'm looking at, the Kosa HaMaravi, was built. And around here, Yanai HaMelech began to celebrate that he had become a successful monarch. V'karil kol chachmei Yisrael, he called all the chacham, Amalem avisenu hayochlim meluchim bizman sheyasukim bebinyan beis hamigdash. He described that their forefathers used to eat a type of vegetable that was salted, Rashi says, when they came to build the second base Hamigdash. And this is a very beautiful thing. The story starts out in a very beautiful way. What it means is that they were so poor. So afanu nechal meluchim zeche la'avoseinu. So let us remember the difficult start and celebrate that now, Baruch Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash in that time, after Herod, is absolutely beautiful. I guess we would need to look into whether Yanai HaMelech is prior to that point or afterwards. But either way, the Jews are on an upswing. And yet, nevertheless, Yanai HaMelech remember their humble beginnings. V'helu meluchim al shulchano shel zav. And they put those salt things, the irony, the paradox, is that they're now eating like aniyim on tables of gold. V'achlu v'yisham ish leitz. All you need is one person to bring about Chorban. Very similar to the Gemaras that we learned just 100 dapim ago in Kamsa and Bar Kamsa in Meseches Gittin. V'yisham ish echad leitz leiv ra. There was a guy who was a jokester who had a bad heart, who bliyal. V'elozer ben po'ira shemoy. Vayomer Elozer ben Poira liyanai. So this bad guy said to Yanai HaMelech, Yanai HaMelech libam shel prushim alecha. The hearts of the prushim is a word we're very proud of. and that is those who are mefarish the Torah, in contrast to the Tzedukim. He was probably a Tzeduki. He says, they're against you. He stoked, often leaders suffer from paranoia, and he stoked the paranoia of Yanai HaMelech. Uma'ese, and what will prove, how will you know to do, to prove that I am right, that the Prushim are against you? Hakim lehem b'tzitz shebeinei necha. So why don't you put the tzitz on? In other words, why don't you act as the Kohen Gadol as well? Hakim lehem b'tzitz shebeinei nechav. And he put on the tzitz. Hayisham zakin echav Yehuda ben Gidid Yashemai. There was a zakin, same as Yehuda ben Gidid Yavayam, Yehuda ben Gidid Yiliana Melech. Yanai HaMelech Rav Loch Keser Malchus. He gave him Musar. And giving a king Musar, you have to be very, very careful about that. Rav Loch Keser Malchus, it's too much for you to take the crown of the king. Hanach Keser, is it too much for you? Is it not enough for you? The crown of a king, Hanach Keser Kuna Lazaro Shel Aaron. Leave the role of Kohen Gadol to the children of Aaron. Now why? Why was he being critical? Really, the opposite is true. Really, the Chashmonaim were Kohanim, and as the Ramban describes Al HaTorah, they should not have taken the kingship altogether, which belongs to David. However, we ended up in this Vinafochu state, Shayu Omrim Imo Nishbeis Bimodiim. His mother had once been taken captive during the down times, and Modiin, not far from here, if you go past French Hill, towards, it's just a straight ride all the way to Modi'in, and she had been taken captive. Vivuka shadavar velo nimtza, and they looked. So let's just spell out what his chash was. Rashi explains that a shvuya, if she was taken into captivity, she's pasul a kohen, and even if his father was a kohen, he now becomes a chala. Vayivuka shadavar velo nimtza. And they looked into it, and it turns out that rumor was false. Vayibadlu chachmei Yisrael bezam. And the chacham dispersed in the anger, says Rashi, of Yanai HaMelech. In other words, Yanai HaMelech has had an aspersion put against him, and he's about to take out his anger in an awful way against the chacham. Vayomer leza ben puyiril Yanai HaMelech, Yanai HaMelech, hed yitshib Yisrael. He said to him, Yana, you're being treated like a hedyot. Kachu dino. That's how a hedyot should be treated. However, v'ata melech v'koyin godol, kachu dincha. So like above, when Yana asked him what to do, uma ese, before we might have emphasized that it was Yana's question, Yana asked, what should I do? So he answered to him, ima ato shomea la'atso sasi. If you listen to my suggestion, romsem. That's an awful word. And that is, crush them. Yanai asked him, V'torah maite eila. But what's going to be with Torah? So he answered, Are krucha umuneches bekeren zavis. It will sit in a corner. Kol arotza lilmod yavo v'yilmod. Whoever wants could come and learn. This, I found, is a very, very important message. And that is, the suggestion sometimes of the enemies of Chachamim and Torah is not to destroy the Torah. It's to destroy the Chachamim and then say, yeah, we'll have a library where whoever wants could go and learn Torah. The Torah is the vibrant Mesorah from Rebbe to Talmud, the hum of the Beis Medrash, the roar of the Beis Medrash, the give and take between Rebbe and Talmidim, and Chavrusas. Amrav Nachman Yitzchak, Miyad Nizruku Bo Apikorsis. Immediately at that moment, Apikorsis fell into Eliezer ben Pu'uria, because Tenach Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebal Peh Mai. You're right, you could put Torah Shebiksav in a corner, but what's going to be with Torah Shebal Peh? In other words, it was a rejection of Torah Shebal Peh. As we were saying, you can't put Torah Shebal Peh in a corner. Miyat. Immediately what happened, Vatotse Taral Yidei Eliezer ben Puria Varagev. Kol Chachmei Yisrael. The decree was swift and also. awful, and that is all the Chachmei Yisrael were killed. And the entire world was silent. This is a very similar expression that we have in Yonah Diyom, in the Gemara Samach Bezam Abez in Yevamos, that when Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim died, the world was silent. Shimon Shetach came, v'hichzeres ha-Torah li-Yoshna, he returned the Torah to its old glory. Now Rashi explains that Shimon ben Shetach was the brother of his wife, of Yana Emelech's wife. Yana Emelech's wife had a heads up, and she managed to hide Shimon ben Shetach, who was the surviving Talmid Chacham who continued to teach Torah. Now the Gemara analyzes the case with Yana Emelech, four lines from the bottom, Samach Vavam and Aleph, and this brings us back to Abaye. Remember, Abaye was of the opinion that Eid Echad Biznus, if a man hears, and it, on some level seems to accept that one aid, had told him that his wife is Mizana, that the halacha is that she is Asura to him. Abaye says he's going to prove it from this story. Heichi Dami, what exactly were the details about Yana Emelech? If it was a case where two Edom had testified that his wife, his mother, had been taken into captivity, and Mimele he was a Chalal, Ubeitre Ami Lo Ishtaboy, and two said that she hadn't. My Chazis, the Samchis Ahani, Smoch Ahani. Why do you listen to one? Listen to the other. In other words, explains Rashi, now this is a big Machlokis Rishonim, how to read the Gemara. We're going to read the Gemara according to Rashi, that the woman should maintain her Chesgas Kashrus, his mother Shavacheskas Kashrus, and therefore there shouldn't have been any concern of Yehuda ben Gedidya in the first place, where he said, take the tzitz off to Yanai and offended him. Ela Beit Echad. Must be that the case was that there was an Eid Echad. V'taymo de kamachish le betre. And the only time we ignore an Eid Echad is if there's two contradict. But otherwise one would be believed. And this story brings out the point that if there's reason to believe one aid, then in such a case, even for Dover Sheba Erva, it can make the woman usher. This, Abaye says, was the story behind the case of Yana Emelech, that al pi halacha, his Yehuda ben Gedidya had a legitimate concern. Unfortunately, they didn't look into it, or maybe they didn't have the information, and it led to a disastrous result. Now, what's Rava going to say back? Rava says that the Eid Echad is not believed. V'Rava Amar Lolam Trei V'Trei. Really, the case of Yana was Trei V'Trei with his mother. Ukeda Amar of Acha by Rav Binyumi Be'Eide Hazama. This was a case that Rav Acha bar Binyumi would often explain as a case of Eide Hazama. Hachanami Be'Eide Hazama. Over here, what happened was is that there were Eide Hazama. There were Edim that came and testified to the effect that his mother was Asur. And then there was Imanu Ayisem on those Edim. We know the case of Azama is that Yosef bin Yamin came along and testified, and then Reuven and Shimon come along and say, what you said was not true because we were with you at that day. V'ibay Seymour, if you want, we can say, Rabbi Yitzchak Tamar, Rabbi Yitzchak Shifcha Hechniso Tachdeha. That there was a Shifcha that we put in place of Yanai's mother. In other words, there were two Edim that were right that saw Yanai being captured, Yanai's mother being captured, and those two Edim should be enough to make Yanai's mother Asur. But then two Edim come along and say, but we know that we took Yanai's mother out and that she was never raped and therefore she was not a Chalala, and another Shifcha was put in her place. Okay, so we have Machlokes Abaye and Rava, how to understand the story of Yanai, and the Nafka Mina is a very important Nafka Mina that doesn't have anything to do with the story of Yanai HaMelech per se, but that is whether an Eid Echad is believed to say that someone is Asura, that a woman is Asur. Says Rava, Omar Rava, going on to Samach Vava Beis, Mina Aminala. How do I know that an Eid Echad is not believed for a Davar Sheba Erva? Disnan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Maisa b'Megura shel Diskin b'Yavne, Shoisa Amedes b'Cheska Shleima. There was a mikvah that looked entirely kosher, and once upon a time it had been measured, and the mikvah was kosher. V'Nimtzes Chasera, and then when they measured it again, it turned out that it was chaser, that the mikvah was pasul. So this is a Mishnah in a few places. It appears in the beginning of Nida. We have it in Mikvos as well. And the halacha is as follows. Kol taharos shanasa al gaba, all taharos that was done literally above it. What that means is that any tumavit, any tahara that an individual came in contact with after going to the mikvah, hayu Rabbi Tarfon mitahir. Rabbi Tarfon says is tar. Why would it be tahar? Now we measured and the mikvah is tameh. So the logic would be, we refer to this in halacha as a cheskas meikara, that the original chazakah, the presumptive status of the mikvah, was that the mikvah was kosher. And magic, the halacha is that you're allowed to assume that everything that was done vis-a-vis that mikvah is going to be tahar. Rabbi Akiva mitameh, however, Rabbi Akiva says that you're not allowed to presume that, and rather the mikvah is tamei. Rabbi Tarfon explains, as we mentioned above, Amar Rabbi Tarfon, mikvah ze b'cheska shalom hu omed. It has a chazaka, presumptive status, which we call a cheskas meikara, of being kosher. Misafek ataba l'chasro, v'al techasrenu misafek. You want to say that it got too small, but you don't know if it got too small by the time you did the taras, and therefore you can't answer misafek. So it has a cheskas meikara. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, "Adam zeh becheskas tamei hu omed." The individual who was going to the mikvah, he has a cheskas tamei. Misafek at the balatara, alta tarenu misafek. So what are you going to focus on? Are you going to focus on the mikvah? The mikvah's cheskas meikara is tahara. On the other hand, the mikvah's cheskas meikara is tuma. So that is the conflict over here between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon. This is the fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, and we're going to see after a while how Rava is going to use this machlokes to the question of an Eid Echad. But beforehand, we have this fascinating machlokes and a further disagreement and elaboration between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon. The Gemara continues 8 lines from the top. Amar Rabbi Tarfon. First word on the line is Rabbi Tarfon, 10 lines from the top. Mashal la'omed umakriv agabe mizbech. My point will be brought out with a parable, or a parallel even, in this case you could argue, in halacha. In a case where you have a kohen who's doing avodah mizbeach, v'nodu shu ben grusha ben chalutza. Of course, a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. If he does, as we're going to have on the bottom of today's daf, the Mishnah for tomorrow, the halacha is that the child becomes a chala. So in such a case, the child cannot do the avodah. What happens if the child finds out that he is a ben grusha ben chalutza while he's doing avodah? Shavodasa ksheira. The halacha is that the avodah is kosher. The presumptive status of this child is that he was a kosher. And therefore, when he started the avodah, he was kosher. The same applies to the mikvah. Now the Gemara is going to explain later on why it is that when he finds out his avodah is kosher, according to Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says avodah is kosher, and the same would apply to the mikvah. When you measure the mikvah is kosher, boom, everything is fine. If when you initially measured it was kosher, you can't use it after you measure it and you find that it's possible, but in the interim everything is kosher. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Mashal la'omed umakriv al gabei mizbeach. No, the parallel is to someone who does hakrav al gabei mizbeach. V'nodu shu balmum, and then he finds out that he's a balmum. Shavodas apsula, that the avoda is going to be possible. In such a case, the mum was there from the onset, and maybe he thought that this wasn't a mum. So, but the halacha is that it's possible because it was there from the beginning. Says Rabbi Akiva, the same thing over here. Even though they didn't do anything wrong, but it turns out that the mikvah was possible. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, ata dimisa lebal mum, vani dimisa leben grusha. You say the parallels to a mum, and I say that the parallel is to ben grusha, ol ben chalutza, nir lemi domet. If it's like Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, then let's view it like a case of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So let's get to the bottom of this, says Rebbe Tarfon. In other words, the burden of proof is for each one of them to show why their parallel is correct. Mikvah psulo b'yachid. A mikvah is like a baal mum because it's puzzled with an eid echad. Aha, that's what this has to do with the case of Rava. Baal mum psulo b'yachid, and a baal mum is puzzled with yachid. Val yochiach ben grusha mechalutza shepsulo b'shnayim. You can't compare it to a ben grusha mechalutza. They requires two to puzzle it. Davar acher, another opinion. Mikvah psulo b'gufo. Balmum psulo begufa. Both mikvah and balmum are inherent psulim. A mikvah that's not 40 sa is pasul. A balmum is pasul. Vayichich ben grusha ben chalutza, it's not inherent psul in him. She psulo me'acherim. His psul comes from others. Amalei Rebbe Tarfon. Rebbe Tarfon responded to Rebbe Akiva. Kola Akiva, kola parish mimcha, ki parish min hachayim. Whoever separates themselves from you, separates themselves from life. In other words, you are right. Rabbi Tarfon was a great man, and he says, I am wrong. It's like the halacha of mum, mikvah, and therefore it will be pasul. The Gemara now analyzes, haim baal mum shepsulo biyachid hechidami. What would be the case that a baal mum is pasul biyachid? That's why Rava had brought it up. Either kamachish le, if let's say there is someone has a mum, and one aid testifies that he has this mum, and someone else comes along and contradicts him, mi mehemen, then one against one. El deshasik, he's silent. Udekava say, and the parallel case, gabe ben grusha ben chalutza, deshasik, he's silent. Uketani mikvah psula biyachid, and then we're saying the mikvah is possible with an aid echad, umamula psula biyachid. Vayuchiach ben grusha ben chalutza she psula bishnaim, and ben grusha ben chalutza is different, that the psul is with two. Now, Rava was of the opinion that when we're dealing with any case that deals with araya status, you need two. And that's exactly what the give and take over here in the sugya is. That ben grusha mechalutza needs two. And that was the argument of Rebbe Tarfon that one wasn't enough. V'abaya amar, Abaya says, no. That ben grusha mechalutza also generally needs one. Arayas always need one. La'olam de kamachish le. In our case, it's one against one. Udekamrit amay mehemen. If it's one against one, so why is it then the case of mum and mikvah, we believe the first. Damale shalach achve, that the aid will say to the kohen, if it is true that you're not a baal mum, let us see. Take off your clothing and show us. Achve means to show. Vayinu diktani mikvah psulo, and that's the parallel to mikvah pasul begufo, baal mum psulo begufo. So both of those are psul begufo. Val yechech ben grusha v'chalutza she psulo. And therefore, there's a reyusa. Normally, one against one is nothing, but when it comes to baal mum, so there you have an argument of pshot va'achve. Now, it's a little bit of a difficult parallel, because when it comes to the mum, you could actually see that the guy has a mum right now. When it comes to mikvah, yes, we know that now it's possible. We don't know what happened in the past in terms of when it became possible. But nevertheless, the Gemara equates the two. And that is, at the end of the day, the give and take between Abaye and Rava on this topic. Now the Gemara talks about the halacha ben grusha ben chalutza. Says the Gemara, "Uben grusha ben chalutza davodaso ksheira minolon." How do we know that if a person finds out that he's a ben grusha uben chalutza in middle of the avoda, then in such a case, he already started that the avoda is considered kosher. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmol da Amar Krav Hoysa Loyul Zareach Harav. Bein Zerah Kosher Ben Zerah Pasul. The Aaron HaKohen will have children, Zerah Harav. And it doesn't say Zerah Ksherim. It means to include both Ksherim and Psulim. And what is that case? It must be that there's an exception, that there are times that he is a Pasul, but since he didn't know about it, so then he's going to be kosher. That's how Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel learns. Avod Shmuel Amar Mehacha, Avod Shmuel has another Mekar. Barech Hashem Chelo Fal Yodav Tirtzeh. The Pasuk describes in the end of Sefer Devarim, the bracha of Moshe to Shevet Levi and the Kohanim, the Lashon of Chelo, their, may Hashem bless their strength. What does that mean in regards to Levi? Afilu Chulin Shebot Tirtzeh, that there are times that even if they bring Chulin, it will be acceptable, and that is if they find out they're Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza later. Rabbi Yanai Amar Mehacha. Notice, Amad Aleph had a terrible king. Yanai, here's the great Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai Amar Mehacha, Vassal HaKoyim Shebi Yom Mehem. You'll come to the coin and ask him a shadow. Why does he say that he's in your day? But rather, he was a kosher and became a schalo of the coin, and nevertheless, his avoda is kosher b'dievet. How do we know, though, if it's found out that the person is a Baal Mum, that he's puzzled? HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to the Kohanim, in this particular case, Pinchas, that he's giving him the bris of Shalom, and Chazal Darsh Kishu Shalom, Vloy Kishu Chaser. The bris of Kuhuna is only when he's not a Baal Mum. Says Gemar Vashalom Ksiv, but it doesn't say Shalom, it says Shalom, peaceful. Amar Rav Nachman, Vav D'Shalom K'tiyahi, the Vav D'Shalom is cut off, and that is to emphasize that the Kohen needs to be Shalom. So, in today's daf, what we had discussed is Eid Echad in general, being Neman by Znus, a big machlokes Abayin Rava. We paskin like Rava, then Eid Echad is not going to be believed. The source of Abaye is the story of Yanai Melech, the vicious story of Yanai Melech, which Rava has a response to. And Rava's source is the halacha of Mikvah, where we see in the interaction between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, it is a foregone conclusion that a Ben Grusha and Ben Chalutza are going to need two Edim to make him possible, and that would apply to all other areas of Znus as well. This Be'ezar Hashem concludes Daf Samach Vav in Maseches Kedushin.